Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, what a brilliant response I got from the last episode of the podcast, the 5am crew. It's so good to hear how committed you guys are to developing your brands, your reputation, and also how much you value your clients. All of you who contacted me value what you're here to do and who you're here to help. And of course, there are some of you that messaged me that said, you know, I'm doing this and I love it and I embrace it. And there will come a time in my life where maybe I don't necessarily want to get up so early. However, this is where I'm at in my career right now. And that's one of the most important things that I kind of got from you guys, that, you know, understanding and appreciating that you're in a career. It's a journey. And going back to people like lawyers and doctors who are working in A&E and, you know, all the people that have got this story of their journey. You know, I even talked about people in construction and people in all different types of service industries that eventually, you know, you serve your time to develop your business, your brand, your reputation, and eventually that brings opportunities. But I, as I said in the podcast episode, if you don't enjoy and embrace this time and see it as an essential part of your learning and everything that's required to help your clients grow, you're just in resentment all the time. And that's just not a good place to be. And that's why I'm just so encouraging to everybody that embraces the hours that people put into developing their reputation, their brand, and the work that people put in to helping their clients achieve results, because ultimately it's your results that build your reputation. And that in itself brings those opportunities in life. So guys, thank you very much for all of the messages. You know, if you message me, I reply to everybody that sends me a message. So thank you. Now, today's episode, a really important topic. Episode 109, I'm going to talk to you about refining systems. And this is something that I am really hot on. Even as far into my career as I am, every day I'm looking at what I'm doing, how I'm operating, how I'm running my business. And I'm looking for ways that my business can improve. I'm looking at ways of everything that I'm doing, can it be better? And that's the kind of mindset that I want to help instill in you today. One thing I'm going to ask you is everything that you're doing right now exactly the same? Is the level of progress that you're making in line with what you expect? So if you have a look at the clients that you're working with, are the results that they're getting developing and progressing to where you want them to be? And if you are doing exactly the same as what you did 3 months ago and things aren't any different, then it's not going to change if you do the same. And how I've developed this over the years is knowing exactly where do I want to be, what type of results do I want, what type of reputation do I want. And it became very evident to me that I had to refine what I was doing, because without refinement, I would just get exactly the same. Now, the interesting thing here is that before I became a personal trainer, I was in property and I was involved in a lot of meetings. and a lot of analysis and data review. There was something called a void report, which when I worked for my father, that was the data that we looked at. How many properties were empty? How long had they been empty? And then we would start to look at the quality of the property. And was the quality of the property the reason why it wasn't letting so quick? What could we change, adapt, refine to make it better? And so I started to realize that we had to use these reports to be able to speed the conversion process round. So reporting became a very important thing. If you look at refinement, it's making something more efficient. So for example, if we wanted a quick turnaround of the properties, we couldn't just have a property become empty and then do a little bit of redecoration and then hope it to let. We had to look at the efficiency and how quickly we wanted a turnaround. So if something was 3 months to turn it around to let again, and we wanted it in 6 weeks, 4 weeks, what did we have to do? So maybe we had to have an efficiency where we did the evaluation or the checkout process of somebody in the property. And then when they checked out, we did the report, and the report went to the maintenance. Now, if the maintenance was sat on that for 2 weeks, going through a list of reporting, we're 2 weeks away, about 2 weeks behind. And then 2 weeks time, that gets to the decorators. The decorators then take 2 weeks. We've had a month where that property has been empty. Now, if we then looked at the system and said, well, it's taking 2 weeks to get the actual maintenance report done and then on to the people to decorate it. How do we make that more efficient? How do we remove the elements of that process, refinement, to make it more efficient? Well, there's a reason why the maintenance report isn't being followed through, because the person doing the maintenance report is also doing some of the debt management, for example. Okay, well, what if we have the debt management person responsible for debt management, and then we have somebody that's solely responsible for maintenance? Ah, the turnaround time would be 2 days, 24 hours even. And then that would go straight to the painters. Now, within the painters, we'd say, or the decorators or the maintenance team, what's the problem with the maintenance team? We've got one guy on it, and he's literally run ragged. Okay, now let's look at that and make that more efficient. Could we get two people in, which means we get a turnaround of the property a lot quicker, and as such, the financial return that we get on that property is way more than we would actually be paying on the salary of the person doing the job? Well, you then start refining and looking at your systems by bringing in the right people to do the job, and guess what? The turnaround of the properties goes from 8 weeks to 3, which means you get people in the properties, which brings the void report down, which means you increase the revenue of the business. And so I used to watch this all the time and think to myself, wow. So for all that evaluation, that all that scrutiny of the reporting, you end up with a more efficient system. There is always room for improvement of what you're doing. Now, if you've got a client that's with you and you sign them up, you put them on a diet, and you're not looking at the efficiency of your systems, it could take somebody 16 to 20 weeks to get their results. What if it took the person that you wanted to help them lose weight a lot shorter time? Now, when I say shorter time, I don't mean just because you're pushing them harder in the gym, but you had better systems in place. So you would look continually analytically at how can I make something more efficient? Could I have a set format and structure of what I send out to my clients? It's very, very clear to me that my clients are not understanding the process that I'm talking them through. So which elements could I make more efficient? I've talked about this on the online coaching podcast episode that I did the other day, making your systems more efficient by sending people, or more valuable, the information that they need. If you are analytical of your current business model, you'll realize that you could be more efficient, not just with your time, but you could refine what you're doing and give more to your clients so they understood the process, therefore they'd get better results. So the first thing I want you to get your head around is that there is always room for improvement. And one of the things that you've got to understand is that your current way of thinking is not necessarily the way of thinking that's going to help you improve. And I used to say to myself, okay, there's got to be better ways of working. I would always say to myself, if I'm doing what I'm doing now and I'm doing okay, if I made some changes and adjusted what I was doing, would I be able to get better results with my clients? So I would start to ask myself these questions. What's taking too much time and why? What aren't my clients understanding and why? What isn't working with my current marketing and why? And the thing is, you're not going to be able to answer any of these questions without data. So step one is to always ask yourself these questions. I find that the type of person that is good at refinement is the type of person that loves data. Now, in the early days of coaching, I'm going to be very honest with you, I would just train my clients, I would do what I thought I knew, and just hope they would do okay. But if you're in the same situation right now, that you're doing what you think is right, and your clients aren't progressing, if you're doing what you think you should be doing, if you're an online coach and you're doing what you think you should be doing for your marketing and it's not improving, does that not mean that something has to change? So then you need to start looking at the data. I'm going to give you an example. If you run an online business and Instagram or Facebook is a big part of your business, you need to start collecting data. And if that data is showing to you that it's been the same for a while, something has to change. Your data is telling you that the systems that you're using are not producing results. And it's the same thing with personal training. If you have your clients and you're doing the coaching for them and the results that are achieving are the same, but you want better, if you're tracking the performance of your clients, the time frame it takes them to get results, their levels of compliancy, you then need to start saying, well, something needs to change. And the only way you're going to know what needs to change is by studying the work of what other people are doing and how they've made their business better. This is actually going to require more effort because on a day-to-day basis, you've got to be looking at your data more consistently and you've got to be able to take out what you think isn't working and then replace it with what is going to be more effective and efficient. Now, this is going to mean a big mindset shift. It's going to mean a big mindset shift because you've got to be prepared to be flexible. You've got to be prepared to change your current way of thinking. You've also got to start being the type of person that questions everything. When you are somebody that says, I want to progress, but you're not questioning everything. You're actually making it very stressful for yourself because your mind's thinking, I want to progress, but you're not being prepared to be analytical to your business. You're not being prepared to look at the things that could be refined, the things that could be removed, the ways that your business could be more efficient. What I refer to these as is challenging questions. In life, challenging questions always end up with an opportunity to change. Change means growth. Therefore, if you're the type of person that's avoiding challenging questions, what you're actually doing is sending yourself a message that's actually saying, I'm not ready to change. And so, whilst refining your systems requires a lot of work, every single time you refine something, it gives you two options. It's either worked or it's not worked. Now, going back to what I was saying about data, when I get some data that comes in that tells me that I'm actually not seeing a positive return on something, I go, right, something needs to change. So here is the challenge for you. I asked you some questions earlier on in the podcast. What's taking too much time? Where do you feel that you're not being efficient with your time? Write down why. What areas of your coaching process is or are your clients not understanding? Why? What could you be doing better? What could you be more efficient at? What isn't working with your marketing? Or what have you been doing consistently and seeing very minimal change? What elements could be removed or replaced? Or what could be put in place to make it more efficient? There are literally three questions that you could ask yourself that would require some work, that would require going back to the challenging questions, that would require going in search of, okay, how are people making their systems for marketing better? What are people doing that's making or giving more value to their clients so their clients understand the coaching process? In the online training episode, I talked about creating videos so that you're not finding that you're emailing backwards and forwards to your clients all the time, trying to explain systems, explain information. You've got a process of videos. That's a level of refining. You're realizing that it's taking you too much time to go backwards and forwards with your clients. And so what you do is you put some videos in place, some education material in place, PDFs, whatever they might need, which take you a bit of time to do, but you refine your systems, making it more efficient. I've talked at length on the podcast about time management, about the things that you waste time doing, being analytical, asking the challenging questions and saying, yep, I'm wasting time here. I'm going to remove that. I'm going to make my time more efficient by being absolutely specific with the exact things that I've got to do. I think until 3 o'clock today, every single hour, 45 minutes is segmented into short bursts of tasks. I know that because I've got it actually written down in front of me, and then I'll train, and then this afternoon I've got three tasks that I have to accomplish across 3 hours. And if I hadn't written that down, if I hadn't scheduled my day, if I hadn't planned my day, if I hadn't watched previously and said, I'm wasting time here because I'm turning up to a two-hour window and going, what shall I do? And for the first hour you try and plan what you need to do, it's not efficient. Therefore, you go to your current processes and say, what am I doing wrong? What could be more effective of use of my time? It's going to be planning the day before, and then you wake up and you hit the ground running. So, you know, refining is all going to come down to time management as well. So I want to leave you with this today. There is always room for improvement. You need to constantly analyze your business. It always requires effort to change. If you want to make progress, you're going to have to just look at the processes that you're currently doing, watch other people, learn from other people, reach out to people, ask questions. How do you make your time more efficient? How do you get this done? How do you get people to understand that? Because there are people ahead of you or people who work alongside you that are more analytical. They are constantly refining. And a simple answer from somebody, something that you read, someone that you know, that could just give you that little thing that they do that makes things more effective and efficient is going to help you progress at an immeasurable pace with less chaos. Let's remember this. The more work that you have to do, the less time you have to actually grow. So as we want to improve, there's going to be refinement. Part of refinement's also going to be delegation and getting other people to do tasks for you, which is, you know, something we can discuss on another day. But just remember that to grow, you need to refine. To grow, that means you need to remove unwanted elements or you have to make something more efficient. Refining your systems is part of business growth and development, and the most successful people have systems in place for everything. They eventually have people doing stuff for them so that they can focus on the things that's going to help the business move forward at the most effective rate. So following this podcast, all I ask you to do is just to start asking yourself some more challenging questions. What's taking too much time and why? Why aren't people understanding my processes and systems? Could I be achieving better results if I did more, change things? And also, what's not working with my current marketing strategies? What data am I not analyzing? And if I did, how could my business progress if I was prepared to refine? Guys, I hope you found today's episode helpful. As always, just nuggets of things that you can learn, things to take away. And in a lot of cases, it might just prompt you to start going into Google and typing, okay, refining my systems. It might prompt you to type in Amazon, time management. It might prompt you to drop me a message and say, look, Mark, I know my systems need refining. I know I need to grow my business, but I can't because my business is in a bit more chaos. And it could be that you're working alone. And the funny thing is here, when you work alone, you don't know what to assess. So it will take something such as this episode to just give you the nudge and say, yes, successful people in business are constantly refining. Successful people are continually analyzing data. Now I want to know how to do that more effective to my business. I want to improve and I want to grow. And the journey begins with asking yourself the challenging questions, being analytical, getting data and saying, have I progressed? Is everything that I'm doing exactly the same? And if everything I'm doing is exactly the same, I'm probably not going to be making progress. So I'm going to take Mark's advice and start looking at my data and refining my systems. As always, guys, if you found today's episode helpful, please drop me a message on Instagram, share the podcast episode. Let's help more trainers grow their business and achieve a successful, fulfilling, and happy career. Have a great day, guys.